Network.
424 in the Lehigh Valley tonight. The Pigs have fallen to the Buffalo Bisons in 10 innings by a final score of 1-0. A disappointing end to a tough series for the Iron Pigs up in Buffalo, which spells the end for the Pigs this season with the Buffalo Bisons. Bisons at 14 games under 500. More than likely will not be making the playoffs. Pigs still making a push for the postseason. If the Pigs do make it, they will not see the Buffalo Bisons come September. So this will be the end, for Pigs and Bisons in the 2017 season. Bisons did have the final say with a victory and a sweep in this series up in Buffalo. But the Pigs do ultimately take the season series 10-6. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines. These are your highlights for August the 6th, 2017. Pigs will like to forget this one and move on back to Coca-Cola Park beginning tomorrow. There wasn't many offensive highlights in this one. Good pitching, good defense played by each team. Top of the first inning, Pigs went down 1-3 in the bottom of the first inning. A Gregorio Petit single, and then a Dwight Smith Jr. walk put runners on first and second with one out, but Jose Taveras was able to get out of the jam by getting Rowdy Tellez to pop up and striking out Jake Elmore. Now, Tavares was fantastic again for the Iron Pigs, and there's really something to be said there for him. Two starts already with the Iron Pigs, and he has allowed just one run, and that was in the first inning of his first start. So the Pigs and the Phillies organization may have found a good one here with Tavares. He pitched well for the Pigs today again. Top of the second inning began what was going to be another incredibly frustrating day for the Pigs at the plate. Brock Stassi singled. Pedro Florimon flew out, but Andrew Pullin doubled. Now Stassi, due to the close proximity of whether the outfielder was going to make the play or not, could not totally take off right away. That forced him to halt at third. But the Pigs had second and third with one out, but Matt Williams struck out and Logan Moore grounded out. And that ended the top of the second inning. Bottom of the second inning, Mike Ullman flew out, but Shane Opitz walked. That meant there was a runner on first with one out, but the Pigs got the old strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the inning.
It'll be a 3-2. Let's see if they start the runner. They do, and the 3-2, a swing and a miss. Throw to second is, and plenty of time. Logan Moore guns down open.
Pigs pitching was fine. Pigs defense was fine. They just could not find a way to get a runner in. That's all. In the top of the third inning, following a hairless Rodriguez ground out to Petit, Kingery walked, Crawford walked. Two runners on, one out. But Rhys Hoskins struck out, and Brock Stassi lined out. Top of the third was over. Bottom of the third inning, a two-out double by Gregorio Petit would be all that the Bisons would get, as Dwight Smith Jr. would pop up to end the bottom of the third. Top four, Pigs went 1-2-3. So we moved to the bottom of the fourth inning, a wild inning. That began with a Rowdy Tellez ground out back to Taveras. After that, Jake Elmore singled. But Elmore got thrown out at second base trying to stretch the single into a double.
Pitch here swung on, ripped out left center field. That's going to fall on a base hit. Rodriguez slides to cut it off before the gap. Runners trying for two. Strong throw. Got him. Carlos Rodriguez makes a sliding stop in the gap. Gets up and nails Elmore trying to stretch for two.
And it looked like it was going to be a fairly quick inning after that. Two up, two down, but Mike Ullman walked. Shane Opitz walked. And Jason Leblobijian walked to load the bases for Roman Fields, but Tavares was able to get out of a jam.
So it'll be a big 3-2 pitch. Runners go. It swung on a ground ball right to first, right to Stassi, who will glove by the bag. He'll take it to first and get out of dodge. And Jose Tavares pushed it to the limit.
Pushed it to the limit, but no further, and kept it scoreless at the end of the fourth. Top of the fifth inning, the Pigs once again tried to rally with two outs. Kingery singled. Crawford singled, and Rhys Hoskins walked. Bases were loaded for Brock Stassi, but Stassi could not get the runs in. He would ground out to Shane Opitz at first to end the top of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, a one-out walk by Gregorio Petit, but nothing more for the Bisons. top of the sixth inning. Pigs would get a two-out single from Matt Williams, but nothing else doing in that inning. Bottom of the sixth, a one-out single for Mike Ullman, but that would be all for the Bisons. Jose Tavares ended up going five innings, so that gave way to Ramos, in the sixth. Top of the seventh inning for the Pigs, they once again had something going. Hairless Rodriguez singled. Scott Kingery hit into a fielder's choice, but a balk and a passed ball put Kingery at third with one out for J.P. Crawford, and Crawford smoked one, but unfortunately, it resulted in a double play.
Runner off third in a 0-0 game. It'll be a 3-1 to Crawford. Swung on, hammered, caught! A leaping catch and a double play! At first base, Opitz goes up, makes the catch, fires back across the infield, and Crawford again robbed on a terrific piece of hitting.
Some instances, you might say, just require better hitting. But that instance, what more can you do? That's as snake bit as you're going to get for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. I mean, Crawford's been out of this world fantastic for the last month. And he hit it as hard as he could. But at that point, it's out of his control. And it resulted in a double play. The Pigs could get nothing more in the top of the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh, a 1-2-3 inning for the Bisons. Top of the eighth, Pigs got a leadoff walk by Reese Hoskins. Brock Stassi struck out. Pedro Florimon then walked, but Andrew Pullen hit into a 4-6-3 double play, and that ended the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Bisons looking to rally. Dwight Smith Jr. struck out leading off the inning, but Rowdy Tellez singled, Jake Elmore singled, and Mike Ullman walked. That loaded the bases with one out, but Shane Opitz popped up to foul territory off to third, and then Jason Leblebijan struck out to end the threat.
All three lead. It'll be another big 2-2 by Rios. He kicks, he fires, he struck him out swinging. Got him on a nasty slider.
And just like that, they kept the score at 0-0. So we head to the top of the ninth inning. Pigs got a leadoff walk from Matt Williams, but they could not get him any further than first. Logan Moore flew out, Hairless Rodriguez struck out swinging, and Scott Kingery popped up. Bottom of the ninth inning, another wild inning. Roman Fields led it off with a walk. He was sacked over to second by John Birdie and then stole third. That was until he overslid the bag.
Fields leads off in a 0-0 game, breaks for third, pitch is taken high, for the third is high, and he overslides the bag, he's out! You gotta be kidding me, what a break!
When I first heard the crowd getting loud, I thought, with Matt Provin saying that it was high, that he overthrew it or dropped it, or it somehow got away and the run was going to come home to score. Instead, Fields just overslid the bag, and he was tagged out. And then Gregorio Petit struck out swinging to end the top of the ninth inning. Or the bottom of the ninth inning, excuse me. So we head to the top of the tenth. Pigs got a leadoff walk. J.P. Crawford. But Reese Hoskins just missed a two-run home run. Flew out to the warning track. Brock Stassi hit into a fielder's choice. And Pedro Florimon popped up. That would be the last time the Pigs would bat in this game. In the bottom of the tenth inning, with Colton Murray on the mound, Dwight Smith Jr. would ground out to second base, Scott Kingery. But Teoscar Hernandez would walk, Jake Elmore would single, and then Mike Ullman would come up with the game-winning RBI.
Runners lead off, pitch a swung on a line drive, base hit left field. They're going to send home the runner. We're going to have a play at the plate. Pulling up at the ball. Throw is late. Hernandez scores, and the Buffalo Bisons win 1-0 on a walk-off hit in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Pigs walked off on by a final score of 1-0. This afternoon, out in Buffalo, Pigs get swept for the first time since 2015. Pigs were a 0-19 with runners in scoring position in this series. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs had no runs on 6 hits with no errors. The Bisons had 1 run on 8 hits, no errors. Iron Pigs 0-7 today with runners in scoring position, leaving 11 on base. Bisons 1-7, the game-winning hit, leaving 13 on base. Jose Tavares, another good outing. 5 innings, 3 hits, 6 walks, 3 strikeouts. Cesar Ramos, 2 and 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 strikeout. Yaxel Rios, 1 and 2/3, 1 hit, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. And Colton Murray got the loss. He's now 2 and 2, 1/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk. Brett Oberholzer, no decision, 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Chad Jurado, 1 inning, 1 hit. Jeff Beliveau, 1 and 2/3 innings, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. And Lionel Campos got the win. He's now 2-0, 1 and 1/3 innings, 1 walk. Time of the game, 3 hours and 11 minutes in front of 8,991 fans at Coca-Cola Field in Buffalo, New York. Once again, the final score, Buffalo 1, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs nothing. Buffalo won it on a walk-off hit in the bottom of the 10th inning.